Welcome to the Economic Week in Review for October 9th through 13th, 2006. My name is Jonathan Andrew Walter. I'm your host. You can read show notes as well as references accompanying this podcast at the blog jawspeak.com. Good week in the market last week. The economic releases were few in number, but they were seemingly significant in impact. This is for October 9th through 13th, 2006. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit record highs as oil prices neared 2006 lows, and the Fed's Open Market Committee, the FOMC, shed some light on its policymaking with a pair of relatively benign reports. For the week, the S&P 500 increased 1.2% to 1,366. That's its highest close since early 2001. The yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note rose 11 basis points to 4.81%. The Fed's Beige Book came out. It's a report of the economic conditions of 12 Federal Reserve regional districts. In it, they said that the economic activity continued to expand since its last report in September, although growth was described as moderate or mixed in several districts. Most districts reported that conditions in the housing market, surprise, surprise, continued to weaken as home inventories increased and home sellers continued to offer incentives to buyers. Many districts reported strong consumer spending, bolstered by back-to-school shopping. Automobile and housing sales, though, were generally decreased. In the services, manufacturing, non-residential construction sectors, activity was strong. Although the job market remained tight, wage growth was modest. The report noted a few recent signs of increasing prices, which is a positive signal for those concerned with inflation. It noted few signs of increasing prices. Not a few. So that's good news. Less inflation worries. Another report came out. The Fed released the minutes of the September 20th meeting of the FOMC. Here, it voted, remember, to maintain the Federal Reserve federal funds rate at 5.25%. In this meeting minutes that we just got last week, the FOMC reviewed data suggesting that economic activity continued to deaccelerate in recent months. Still, officials remained concerned about the continued threat of inflation. A loan committee member voted to raise rather than maintain the target rate, believing a more aggressive tack was needed to fight inflation. The U.S. trade deficit increased to $69.9 billion in August from a revised level of $68.0 billion in July. U.S. imports of goods and services increased more than experts, and the U.S. goods deficit with China increased to $22.0 billion. This counts for about 31% of the U.S. total trade deficit. The import value of crude oil for August was $22.7 billion. That's not seasonally adjusted. And it is a new high, which, recall back in August, we had record average prices per barrel of $66.12. Since then, it has fallen considerably, and we should see that changing in the next couple months when the next for trade deficit numbers come out. Retail sales for September fell 0.4% from August, although they were still up 5.5% from the year-ago levels. A 9.3% drop in gasoline station sales was largely responsible for the monthly decline. Clothing and accessories, sporting goods, general merchandise, and restaurants were among the categories posting gains in September. Business inventories in August increased 0.6% from July. Now, this is still up 7.7%, though, from August 2005. Increases were highest at the wholesaler level, plus 1.1%, followed by retailers, plus 0.5%, and manufacturers, up 0.4%. The economic week ahead has a couple of important reports coming out. Two gauges of inflation will be reported next week. One, the producer price index for finished goods. It's on Tuesday, and this tracks inflation at the wholesale level. Also, the more widely followed Consumer Price Index, the CPI, comes out on Wednesday, measuring the change in prices of a fixed set of consumer goods and services over time. Other reports will include industrial production on Tuesday, new residential construction Wednesday, and the Conference Board's survey of leading economic indicators coming out on Thursday. Thank you for your attention and listening. I look forward to comments, feedback, pings in the blog. Also, I'm going to be expanding my blog overall to include some more things besides just Economic Weeks in Review. I've got some flack from people who want to see more stuff. Ah, come on, Jonathan, quit just giving me podcasts on the Economic Week in Review. It's kind of boring. So I'm going to keep the podcast up. No changes there, but I will begin to be rolling out quite a few new posts, mostly related to my career, It's a lot of tech, software, and web 2.0 entrepreneurship stuff. I'm going to be rolling those out. Hope it doesn't distract too much if you're pulling these in a blog aggregator or like a feed reader. If you're pulling it in, all of a sudden you see a bunch of non-economic posts. Don't be worried. Just I'm letting you know. I would love to hear feedback or comments if people have ideas of how I can segment these two audiences, my tech friends at work and the entrepreneur, investors, I guess, who listen to this podcast. So thanks for listening. Send me feedback to jaw@jawspeak.com. Wishing you and yours a wonderful week.